All right, everyone, buckle up as we embark on a journey unlike any other. Today, we're taking a breathtaking trip through the Amarnath Yatra with a special twist. We're focusing on the helicopter tour option. Picture this. You're soaring over the majestic Himalayan peaks, lush green valleys, and sparkling rivers, all while making your way to one of the most revered shrines in Hinduism. It's absolutely wow, right?
Totally. I mean, that sounds incredible. Are there two helicopter routes? How do you even choose which one to take?
Great question. There are two main routes indeed. The first route is from Neelgrath, also known as Baltal, to Panchthani. This option is super popular because it's shorter, saving you time to immerse more in your spiritual journey rather than being stuck in transit. The one-way fare is 3,250 rupees per person, and the flight only lasts about 10 minutes.
Wow, 10 minutes? That seems, really swift. But, what about the other route?
The second route is from Pahalgam to Panchthani, which takes a little longer, about 15 minutes in the air. The fare is 4,900 rupees for a one-way trip. It's a stunning flight, perfect for anyone wanting to soak in the beauty of the landscape before heading to the shrine.
Ooh, I'm picturing mountains and valleys everywhere. Is there a trek involved too?
Absolutely. Both routes require a trek from Panchthani to the Holy Cave, which is about 6 kilometers. This part of the journey is filled with prayers and reflection. It's a deeply enriching way to connect spiritually. Just imagine walking that distance surrounded by stunning nature, with the sacredness of the place all around you.
I can totally visualize that. But like, what do you need to make this happen? Is it complicated?
Good catch. Pilgrims need to carry their original photo, ID, and a health certificate obtained from authorized medical practitioners. It's crucial, especially that compulsory health certificate. They want to ensure everyone's fit for the journey. Remember, it's not just about the helicopter ride. It comes with a spiritual responsibility too.
Health certificates? That's some serious business. Are there any tips for when you arrive at the helipad?
Yes. Be sure to arrive at least 30 minutes before your departure time. And here's a fun fact. Only a small handbag weighing up to 5 kilograms is allowed per passenger. It's all about traveling light. Oh, and keep in mind, the weather can be unpredictable, so you might have to be prepared for some delays.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that. Like, what if it gets foggy? Do they just, wait it out? Or do they have a backup plan?
Exactly. Safety first, right? It can be a bit of a waiting game, but when the weather settles, the views from above are absolutely worth it. Plus, many packages include accommodation and meals, which can really enhance the whole experience.
So you can really just focus on the spiritual aspect instead of stressing about logistics. That's brilliant. What's the best time to visit for this whole experience?
Oh, great point. The yatra typically takes place during the Shravan months, which is July and August. That time of year is just electric with devotion, making the atmosphere truly magical.
Electric? I love that. It feels like a spiritual festival up there. Now, for someone like me who's never done this before, how do you even begin to prepare for something like this?
Preparation is key. Consulting a medical professional before the trip is a smart idea, especially for those with pre-existing health concerns. And hey, if you can gather a few adventurous friends to tag along, even better.
Friends plus adventure plus spirituality? Sign me up. This is sounding like the trip of a lifetime for sure.
Exactly. It's all about making unforgettable memories while deepening your spiritual connection amidst the majestic Himalayas. So have you ever thought about embarking on a pilgrimage like this before?
Not really, but now I can't stop thinking about it. It sounds, transformative.